Station Houston on space to ground 2. Station Houston on space to ground
2. Houston Station on 2. If you're calling for Hypervisor 1, we're going to get that restarted now.
Yes, we saw it go offline, come back online, and start charging, and it's showing symptoms to us of possibly tripping off the cobalt brick upstream. So we were wanting to get a check of the power light that's going into the Hypervisor 1.
Sorry, that was a little bit of miscommunication. We got you extra double battery seating. So that was all human... caused, and we're going to fix that right now.
No problem at all.
And what he didn't say was that we double-tapped that, so I did the reset and didn't catch Jenny before he woke up and did the reset again, so you get a double reset.
I hear you. Two for the price of two.
Won't charge you extra just this time.
Generous. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Station HP1 is now powered on. I got a failed checksum message, but all the other messages seem to be green and okay. And so it's now on a screen that says HP1 is go for use, and the HP1 login looks like the credentials are waiting to be entered in.
Okay, that's a good config, and we'll take a look at it on the other side of a 5-minute LOS.
Okay, thanks, and sorry for the double receive.
No problem at all.
Next station is Swavo 2 for wireless acoustics.
And Swavo's very good morning and happy Sunday. If you're calling for step 7.1, you are go.
Morning, sir. Thank you. And we are slightly late. We had some problems with Optimus, but now I'm on it. And thank you for your call.
You're welcome. And no troubles at all if you're late. That's fine.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion at your convenience. Hey, good morning, Tibby. I wanted to give you a little bit of a big picture of your Neuromotion ops today. Occurring in the lab, it will overlap with myogenesis ops, also occurring in the lab. That'll be near lab overhead 1. So as you're setting up the cameras, we would like to make sure that we're avoiding capturing each other's ops in the field of view, since both ops are restricted video.
Okay, sounds good. So you guys, you're saying overhead 1 will be the other one, right?
Okay, firm. That's going to be the myogenesis ops, the green activity unshook near the end of neuromotion.
I will definitely try avoiding showing him for sure. Thank you.
The next station is Swavoshon 2 for wireless acoustics.
Swavosh, go ahead, Anton.
I had a hard time to locate the cable that is in the stowage now that was supposed to be in the CTV5307, the acoustic monitor mini USB 2.0 cable. The part number is SC56. I found the cable SC156, but not this one.
We are tracking. And Swavosh, back with you. If the other cable that you found is a mini USB 2.0 cable, you can use it instead of the one that you don't find.
I don't think so. I think this is the... It doesn't match the, how to say, the socket on the wireless acoustic device.
Okay, we copy. Let us check for another one and we come back to you.
Thank you.
Station 2, this is TV for Neuromotion.
Tibby, go ahead. We also have a good field of view if that's what you're calling about.
This is exactly what I wanted to talk about. Thank you.
And Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Swavosh and the wireless acoustics cable.
Munich, it's stationed here as well.
Yes, Swavosh. So we were looking for another cable. The last session of wireless acoustics, we used another cable on loan without a serial number, and you should be able to find it in the same kit with the acoustic monitor. So couldn't you please look into the CTV and see if you find it?
Well, look at this. I'm looking as well with Jukes for the cable from the previous session. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next station is Swavosh on 2 for wireless acoustics.
Savage, go ahead on 2.
Step 12, I wanted to let you know that data is ready for downlink.
And we copy very much. We'll get ahead with that. Just a question. Did you manage to find the cable in the CDB or somewhere else in the end?
I found the cable, and Chux was doing a similar data bundling with the same cable, and the cable is in the lab, in the wireless acoustics box, and I think it's overhead too, if I'm not mistaken. Position G.
We copy that. I understand. So it was probably restored in its original location.
I should restore it in the same location where I took it from. Is that correct?
And Savage, that's correct, and it's your line item 1 in the storage knot. It will go in lab 1, overhead 5, G1, golf 1.
Excellent, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion.
You on 2?
Hey, we see that you're putting the photon cap on. Could you please face the camera so we can make sure it is aligned?
Coming.
Tibby, that looks good. Thank you so much.
So, station on 2, the microscope is set up.
We copy paper, thanks.
Station on 2, the LSG work volume is deployed.
Huntsville copies, thank you. Station Huntsville on station on 2 for Tibby or Peggy and Neuromotion.
And Huntsville on 2.
Hi, Peggy. We just wanted to give you and Tibby a heads up that after the VR session, we're going to do the same thing we did the other day by checking for the files before we turn off the VR headset. So that'll be stopping at step 12.7 and going to that teardown procedure, and I can walk Tibby through those steps when we get there after his session. Just want to let you know.
Copy. We'll wait for your words at step 12.7. Thank you. Huntsville station on 2 for VR, Neuromotion VR, step 10, we aren't able to get it to calibrate.
We copy Peggy checking.
He says it's successful.
We copy success, good news.
Next station, Savage on 2 for radiation monitor.
Savage, go ahead on 2 for radiation monitor.
Could we start this activity a bit earlier? Would it bother you, or should I wait?
And Swavosh, as far as we are concerned, you can start anytime you're ready.
Okay, excellent. I'll do the setup of VCA2 as per procedure.
Copy, give us a minute and we will be coming on board.
So station on 2, we're set to decimal 3.
Copy, Peggy. We have no further steps at this time, and we'll give you a call back when we're done with the session to double-check on this file.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Swavosh and video pointing.
It's Swavosh here.
Hey, Swavosh. We wonder if you could... Hey, we see you waving. Good morning. We wonder if you could point the camera a little bit more towards overhead and also zoom out.
I think it's a maximum zoom out, but I can point more overhead, and eventually I can move camera in different locations.
And we copy, just pointing a little bit higher will be sufficient, I think.
About this view.
And so much, this looks like a very good view, thank you. We like it.
This is the box.
And so much, we see it, and thank you very much for showing it. Everybody is enjoying it.
Quite here.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion.
Tibby on 2.
Hey, Tibby, we see that you have now completed the VR session. Before you turn it off, we are going to check for the files, and I can give you the specific steps when you're ready.
Yes, we'll do.
Okay, so once you make it to 12.7 in 2.002, we're going to go to the teardown procedure, 2.004 Neuromotion VR teardown and still. You can start in step 3.1 until you find the 5 new JSON files that we are expecting from this session, and we probably expect them to be on the desktop and not the virtual machine.
Just to make sure, in 2.002, I am still doing the 12.7, so I'm closing the Core TV window, right?
affirm you're doing that, you're just not going to power off the headset yet. So stop at 12.7 and then move on to 2.004.
Good. I'm so sorry. In that one, we step. I'm going to...
And Tippy, no worries. You're stopping at 12.7 and 2.002, and then you're moving to 2.004, NOR motion, VR teardown and stow, starting in step 3.1.
Copy. Station on 2.4, NOR motion.
So with you on 2.
For some reason, I don't know why, but I found 6 JSON files, but I copied all to the desktop of the Columbus payload 1. I made a new folder within the FNIRS data for today.
Okay, we copied the 6 files, and thanks for letting us know. And with that, that means hopefully we got some good data from this run, and you can go back to 2.002, starting in step 12.8.
Thank you, copy.
And Tippy Huntsville is back with you on 2. I have a quick go back. If you still have those JSON files open, if you see a date, could you let us know the date for those files?
Yeah, I checked the date. Actually, that looks good. So it's today's date from 8:58 to 8:59.
We copy. That sounds good. Thanks for checking.
Huntsville Station 2, just to make sure, this is the final session, right? So I'm uninstalling the eye tracker and all kinds of things.
And negative TB, this is the next last session. The final session will be on Thursday, GMT 191.
Sounds good.
Station Huntsville on 2 for TB and NOR motion VR.
TB on 2.
We have a small delta for you. We're actually going to turn off the Columbus payload laptop, so when you get to step 15.4, instead of selecting command sign out, we're going to do command power off.
Copy, sounds good.
Cell station on 2 for generic blood collection setup.
Go ahead on 2.
I'm at step 1.7 and it says if 2.5 ml blood tube, RNA blood tube required, and I assume not based on stow note.
And Peggy, yes, we are not requiring the RNA blood tube this time.
Okay.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Shook the myogenesis.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Tippy and Neuromotion.
Ground 2.
Hey Tippy, as we are wrapping up ops, I just wanted to check with you if you happen to remember the barcodes for the saliva return bag and the tear return bag from the collection this morning.
I do remember, but looks like that I didn't save the crew note on my SSC, so I think I still have the crew note on my SSC. Let me check.
Yeah, we copy. If it's still in the crew note, that would be great. We were having some troubleshooting this morning with the servers, but it should be restored now, and that might be why we don't see it. If you cannot get it down, that is okay. It was just for us to double-check on the ground.
All right.
Huntsville Station, this is Shooks for myogenesis microscopy.
And Shooks, Huntsville's with you. Good morning. We're about a minute out from a handover, but wanted to let you know that if you are getting started, we are KULOS, so we won't be able to see your video, but you are good press, and when we come back, I'll let you know if we have a good field of view, and Shankini will meet you on Space Ground 3.
That's a copy on that, and we'll be waiting for Shankini on Space Ground 3. Good morning to you, too.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Sweet Ride. Sensor down. Am I go to start that a little early?
And Peggy, yes, you are go to start early, and we're about 15 seconds from handover.
Okay. I'm Huntsville Station 2 for Neuromotion. I included the barcodes in the crew notes while I have you.
Copy, thank you.
Step 6.3, and I'd like to show you the installation on VCHS.
Savo, should we have an LOS for another minute or so? For only for KU band?
Okay, I can wait until after, or I don't know how much time we still have.
You are lucky because we just got video back. And Savo, thank you so much for showing us. We are very happy here on ground, and everything looks perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, excellent.
And just so you know, the whole Scalable Radiation Monitor team is around, and they are looking at you, and they are super happy to see your work today.
All my best greetings to Krzysztof and the whole team.
And all of them are saying hi right now.
Phoenix Station is Ocean 2 for Radiation Monitor.
Go ahead.
I am downlinking data, and I think the job is done.
We copy. Thank you very much.
Central Station 2, this is 3-4 Food Fest.
Go ahead and do.
Hey, Hansel, I have the food flies checkup with black text at 11:45, but Slav has the Columbus for that time. Is it okay if I do it after Cerebral?
And TB, that's okay with us. Thanks for checking.
That's good, thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for stowage and packing for return.
Peggy, it's great to talk to you this morning. How can we help?
I am on step 1.02 in the stow track, and I have a WRS pressure control and pump assembly. It is handwritten on the outside, failed 007, and removed DMT 159-2024. Is that good enough, or do you want me to pull the container out? It's already in a trash bag. And check the serial number on it.
No need to pull it out. We'll just double check that information and call you if we need a Delta.
Okay, great, thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Shooks.
Houston Station on 2 for storage and snow track.
Go ahead, Peggy.
Yeah, Ann and I found that, for item 103, we found that rodent research bag went through all 4 CTVs that were inside that bag with no joy on the cable. And I came out to lab and checked lab port 2 in the L drawer for all those data cables, and none of those are 10 feet long. So if you got any other suggestions where I might look for that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, that'll probably take a little bit time to gen up, but we will definitely do that and get you some alternates. In the meantime, you can continue to 1.04 and subs.
No worries, I'm on it.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Tippy and Cerebral.
Go ahead on 2 for Cerebral.
Hi, Peggy, just letting you know we have a good field of view on the ground.
Okay, great.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy and Tibby. No response required. And we do have a good signal for both the probes for 7.12.
Can you say again, Huntsville?
Of course, Peggy. In 7.12, the signals for both the right and left probes, we have a good signal on the ground.
Okay, copy.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Nicole and Aerosol Monitors Help.
Is he on 2?
Nicole, yesterday you performed the aerosol monitor's data downlink activity. The ground teams are seeing the 2 SD cards that you put into stable 2, but we are not getting a signal from the 2 cards that you put into stable 1. Could you go and check those SD cards for us and reseat them? And Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Nicole.
Yes, go ahead. I heard half of it, so you guys saw stable 2, but not the cards in stable 1. You're going to just reseat them? I think that's where you dropped out.
Affirm, yeah, we had an unexpected dropout for a second there. Yes, if you could please just reseat those cards in stable 1.
We will do, and do you want me to reseat the readers as well? Like, take the whole thing out and then reseat both?
Good idea. Checking. Nicole Huntsville on 2 back with you. If you could just try the cards first, we'll see if we get a good signal, and then if we need to, we'll go to the reader.
Copy that. Huntsville Station, both cards in stable 1 are reseated.
Copy, thanks. We should be able to see if we see them in a couple minutes, and if we need any further action, we'll give you a call. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Nicole and stable readers.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, sorry to call you right back, but that card receipt was no joy, so we'll take you up if you want to reseat those readers on Sable 1, please.
Both readers have been reseated on Sable 1.
Copy. Thanks, Nicole. Fingers crossed.
And if you could think of other troubleshooting, just let me know.
Wilco, thanks.
Cell station on 2, we saw a disconnect from the USB device and got a tone out of the cerebral module. Do you have any recommendations? We checked all connections. They're good.
Peggy, we copy and we're checking.
And we are getting a message again, no communication with hardware. We're going to try a power cycle.
Peggy, we copy. Thanks for letting us know. And yes, we're good with the power cycle. Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy and Cerebral.
Go ahead on 2. Looks like we're back in. We're doing the small scans now.
Yes, Concur. We do see that the power cycle works with the communications down here as well, but we do need an adjustment on the left probe specifically to get a better signal.
Okay.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Vapor. No response required. Letting you know that that card reader receipt was joy. We see data on the ground.
Emma, I think I heard you say that the card or the reader receipt worked, so that's great news.
Confirm.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy and Cerebral.
And for Cerebral.
So we are still not seeing a good adjustment on the left probe. We recommend doing it physically with the probe, not just on the software.
So station on 2, we seem to have found some things, but we don't actually think it's the right stuff. What do you guys think?
We copy, Peggy. We're checking.
Link station Slavon 2 for reconfiguration of Compass payload after 3.
Station, this is Munich with you on 2. Go ahead, 12.
Just wanted to know if I have a go to power up the laptop.
That is affirmed. You have a go to proceed with the activity. And also, if you have a minute, we would have one question regarding the other co-payload laptop number 1 in Columbus.
Repeat the last sentence, please.
And Slav Munich, back with you. We would also ask you to deactivate Columbus payload laptop number 1, which is located in the forward 3 location.
Okay, excellent. Deactivate meaning shutting off.
Stay firm.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Peggy, Huntsville's back with you in Space Ground 2 for Cerebral.
Go ahead.
The plan is to continue searching for a good signal with both probes for the next 4 minutes. If we cannot get anywhere, we're going to continue to press as is and take what we can get.
All right, copy. 4 more minutes.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy and Cerebral.
We just lost communication with the USB device again.
Okay, we copy. That is not what I was going to call about. Standby checking. And Peggy, we will go ahead and do a hardware power cycle again, and then if need be, we'll restart the software as well. And let's see if we get a signal back.
All right, copy. Power cycle.
Peggy, Huntsville is back with you on 2.
Go ahead.
Looks like the power cycle worked. You are go to press with the signals we have, and we'll just continue out this activity.
Continuing.
ISS Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Anne.
Ground 2, Houston.
Anne McLean, how are you doing?
Stand by 1 while I float to a lab and find another friend.
Very well, darling, very well.
Do you have the camera up as well? It's good to hear you. Flight.
Hey, Flight says if you guys want to turn on a camera, we would gladly take that. I can see your smiling faces.
Number 2's on.
So what's for lunch today?
I'm having tuna fish.
I haven't even had breakfast yet. I'm having a slow roll morning Sunday, so I've had like 5 coffees and a workout.
That might explain some of the vibrations we've been seeing down
here
with you bouncing off the wall.
You know, there's a lot of molecules in this small atom of right now to be bouncing off the walls. So, in other words, 11 people bouncing all over the place. So, I'm not ADCO's getting a few more hits on their screen.
Oh my God, look at you guys. I love you. Hi.
Hey, Ginger, it's Johnny.
Hey! That was the back of your head? Hey! By the way, this comm loop is not privatized.
You were thinking the same thing.
I could tell by your faces.
There's a lot of telepathy going on. Still working a lot out of town?
Not yet. On Friday, though. I'll go to Russia on Friday, and I'll be there till the 20th.
Okay. I remember that now. How's our councilman doing?
Oh, he's doing well. We had the big Webster 4th of July party. So he was over there shaking hands, kissing babies, and, you know, doing all the things that politicians do.
He's married to you, too. Amazing.
Shocker that I could be that girl.
Well, you know, you've probably heard both of us say that we'd probably stay in space forever if we could just bring our friends. So this is a great start. So if you guys want to start working the extension for us, we could stay a little longer now that we've got four new friends up here.
That sounds like a good plan. And maybe I could recertify, and then I could be here with you guys more frequently.
Be great. And and Peggy'd like to be out the door again, so I think we could probably get her, with a couple of PowerPoint slides, we could probably get her up to speed on EVA again and get her out the door.
That sounds great. Tell her we won't make her wear the overgloves this time.
Yeah, I should get extra points for that. Half of my EVAs were with overgloves.
You should, Peggy. You know, I'm looking around the room, and I think there may only be two people that actually remember overgloves.
So I'm in a class once. I think EVA overgloves is the new version of walking to school uphill both ways in the snow. Back when EVA was hard.
That is an excellent comparison. Excellent. Yes, that is. That's how I would classify it. Back when I was a crew member. Back when I was a flight director.